Herzlich willkommen, Stian Amgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on SL Radio in partnership with DW Berlin.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga. And for that, we are joined by DW sports correspondent Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You know, just waiting and anticipating the start of the football, you know, Bundesliga specifically, obviously, and then the Champions League, Europa League. A lot to talk about.
Now, definitely, you know, Dortmund captain Marco Reus is injured indefinitely. We don't know when he'll be back. If he doesn't come back soon, will that be a problem for Dortmund moving forward?
Yeah, I think so in terms of the mental capacity Dortmund, you know, has had to deal with as of late. They've had a lot of mentality questions presented to them. And Marco Reus was always the glue that stuck them together in that regard. You know, in terms of the player, I feel for Marco Reus, you call him Mr. Glass because he seems to always be broken. You know, the biggest loss for him undoubtedly is 2014 when he missed out on the World Cup. That was his ankle. 2016 is when the groin injury started. And we see that continuing 4 years later. He is up in age, you know, but all in all, not having him on the pitch, you know, always is a suffer to the mentality at Dortmund. We can't forget they are a combination of young guns and these older talents that seemingly try to hit the reset button in their career, you know, a la Emre Can, Axel Witsel, Hummels, and so on. We have to wait and see what they bring to the pitch come September 11th when they face off with Duisburg, you know, but I'll keep a watchful eye on the younger talent, specifically Bellingham, you know, is one young of the young talent we're expecting to get a lot from this season from Dortmund. But a tough loss nonetheless, because, you know, when you have that mental strength in the captain, you look to someone for leadership and he's gone, or a question mark like it is with Marco Reus, it's a question mark for the season as well.
Now, who do you think in that Dortmund side would be able to take over that captain's armband from Marco come next season, should he not be available early in the season?
You know, Mats Hummels. I expected Mats Hummels to really take over that leadership role, you know, when he returned, you know, to Dortmund. Things didn't really work out so well, you know, and then you think of the mainstay. I mean, Marco Reus was born in Dortmund. He is, you know, you could say he was born to be the captain of that club. You could argue that, you know, but you have to look at the older players. You know, I think in terms of the Estoliba mentality, you know, a player that's been with Dortmund for quite some time is Mats Hummels. I would look to him, you know, for that leadership role. You can't look at the young players, you know, that, you know, arguably will be looking to leave soon, like, you know, an Erling Haaland. You know, I expect Jadon Sancho to already be gone. So Hummels is the player you look at. Even the older, maybe Emre Can and so on, you know, but I think you want a player that's been in the Dortmund boots for a little bit longer than the Emre Can.
Definitely. Now, Bayern, unlike Dortmund, are in the UEFA Champions League. They have that massive lead against Chelsea, and they've also come off a friendly against Marseille, so their legs are still going to be fresh. What are some of their attacking options and weapons going into the Champions League, particularly in that tie against Chelsea?
Well, I think Serge Gnabry is one Bayern player you're going to want to look at. He scored in that friendly you mentioned, and he also scored a brace when Chelsea and Bayern first met. And I think their biggest weapon overall is the fact that they're fit and rested. You could look at Chelsea. They just lost in the FA Cup, but they have some injuries. You know, they'll be without Christian Pulisic and Cesar Azpilicueta. You know, so they have that question mark, obviously. So they're going to have some depth issues, you know. And then you look at the home pitch advantages, all in all. Bayern. Bayern haven't lost in Munich since the entire calendar year. 2020, they haven't lost. Chelsea, you know, they pulled off a miracle in this in the knockout stages before in the Champions League, specifically 2012, when they had that crazy overturn against Napoli. They went on to win the Champions League. But that was in England. This time, this game is in Munich. You know, I think Bayern's fitness right now and the rest, it will be enough, with the exception of Ben Pavard. Obviously, he's out. But Lewandowski, you know, I think added with Gnabry, it'll just be too much for Chelsea to deal with.
Against Chipa, when Loch was still playing there, that's the guy that gave me nightmares in that friendly that I said, all right, welcome back to South Africa, David Milson.
Catch My Starter Pack only on SL Radio, brought to you by Soccer La Duma. You know, particularly coming off that massive FA Cup loss, which was a huge disappointment for them. So have to agree with you on that one. Now, looking to the Europa League, there's three German teams there as well. Do you give the German sides, particularly when you think about the fact that Man United and Inter Milan are still in the Europa League, do you give one of those three sides a chance? There's Leverkusen, there's Wolfsburg and Frankfurt as well. Do you give one of those three a shot at the Europa League championship?
Well, I like Leverkusen just because of the situation they're in moving forward. They're at home as well. But Frankfurt and both Leverkusen have won this in the past among other German sides. But you mentioned the English sides still in the competition. Well, last year it was an all-English final that went Chelsea's way, fittingly, oddly enough, against Arsenal. You know, but Frankfurt, they reached the semifinals last season, but they lost to Chelsea on penalties. And I think right now, when you look at Frankfurt, their position they're in, they're going to need a lot from Daichi Kamada. He's been Frankfurt's biggest offensive weapon. He scored a hat trick in the competition, but they have such an uphill battle playing Basel in Switzerland. The three-goal deficit, I don't think Frankfurt will be able to fly back to Germany with a smile on their face. Leverkusen, I think, has the best shot. Although you can look at their transfer speculation, you know, the question marks in their locker room, Kai Havertz, you know, obviously will be departing soon. That's expected, you know, and I think that he'll want to leave on a high note. Sometimes that does disrupt the chemistry inside the locker room and so forth. But I think that him being a Leverkusen product, I think that will work out, you know, for the best. And they're in Germany and the Rangers, you know, the Scottish side, you know, they're working uphill of the deficit they're dealing with. Last but not least, the Wolves, Wolfsburg. You know, Wolfsburg, when they first met Shakhtar, it was a bit of a bad opportunity for them. You know, it was their third match in 12 games. They were running on fumes, and they missed a penalty in that match. The deficit's not so big. They will be in, they'll be on the road. So that obviously is always a challenge when you're playing on a foreign pitch, but they've proven to be potent on a foreign pitch before. They turned over, you know, a deficit versus Malmo in Sweden. So it's a really big question mark. You know, I think who has the least chance would be Frankfurt, you know, but Wolfsburg and Leverkusen don't look like they're completely out of the competition yet. And I do think anything's possible. Leverkusen obviously having the best chance.
Do you think that the German sides will be more well-rested going into the Europa League? And do you think that that would be an advantage or a disadvantage for them?
You know, it really depends on the teams you're talking about. Leverkusen, you know, as I mentioned, I don't think anything can help Frankfurt. You know, I think they can be rested or not rested. The deficit that they're up against, I think, is really going against them. And they're just not having the upfront weapons like the Luka Jovic, you know, was a player that they had, you know, before when Frankfurt, you know, really made that push. Kamada, I don't think they'll have enough. I don't think that will be a factor. Leverkusen, you know, being in the best position to move forward, I think it could be advantageous to them, you know, because as I mentioned before, when you have the transfer speculations and players in and out, well, what this does is this does in the training sessions, this opens up opportunity and gives players an opportunity to play for something. So it increases the intensity, you know, at some clubs, specifically like Leverkusen. So I think that could work in their favor besides their one way, you know, to the next stage as well. And the Wolves, you know, I think it's hit or miss. You know, injuries are going to be the biggest issue, and the depth is going to be another issue, you know, to deal with teams, you know, showing signs of fatigue and so on, or showing signs of rust. But I like Leverkusen. I don't think it'll be as much as a factor, you know, right now in the competition as it would, you know, if they didn't get the opportunity to play friendlies or they were just literally, you know, dealing with being locked in confined or situations like that. But it's not the case.
So real quick before we wrap up, is there any other Bundesliga out there that we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, RB Leipzig, they just inked their defender down. They got Upamecano for a little bit longer. He was rumored to maybe leave and go to Real Madrid, maybe Arsenal, Bayern were even interested in the young 21-year-old. Well, you know, I think it's smart because Leipzig either, you know, sells him for free, which they don't want to do that, or they get a profit. And right now, I don't think he's seasoned enough to maybe get the minutes he would want at a bigger club. You know, he has a young coach in Julian Nagelsmann. They have a strong defense. I think it does make sense for him to increase his value. It seems like a win-win situation for RB Leipzig and Upamecano.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for the Bundesliga update, DW Sports correspondent Chris Harrington. Next time, we'll chat about the Dortmund wonder kid, Youssoufa Moukoko, and the Bundesliga ruling around that. But from our partner station, DW in Berlin, thank you very much for joining me on the show today.
Cheers, man.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.